Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
I guess when you hear stories like that, that was somebody who knew the principal and his wife was in that school. It kind of, even a bad loss last night doesn't seem quite so bad, I suppose, based on the events of this past weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly puts a lot of things in perspective in all of our lives. And, you know, really a tragedy and, you know, who knows why these things happen. But it's a, you know, you realize exactly what we did last night just pales in comparison to what the families, you know, of the victims are feeling this week. So, you know, our thoughts are with them.
How old is Jack?
He's five.
Is he in kindergarten?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Can you imagine
anyone,
you know, harming a hair on his head?
I can't even, you know, as a parent, it strikes you, the most innocent, you know, beautiful children, you know, in the world that have so much of their lives ahead of them and, you know, as it gets taken away by an incident like this, it's just so tragic.
I'm guessing you hugged your trio a little tighter, a little longer, a little harder over the weekend.
Yeah, I sure did. And those are the things that, you know, you reflect on when things like this happen. So let's hope something like that never happens again.
Let's talk some football here. Are you discouraged by the bad start more than you are encouraged by the comeback?
No, I think I look at them, you know, it's kind of one and the same. I don't, you know, when you dig yourself a hole, you got to dig yourself out of it, and we almost did. We just didn't, you know, do quite enough. So, I mean, there's really no mystery to not scoring points or scoring points for us as an offense. It's not like there's different plays we're calling. We're just doing a better job with the ones that are called when we're scoring points. And you know, look, I would say I'm really proud of the fact that our guys never blinked an eye down 28 points to, you know, probably the best defense in the league. Mm. So, you know, we had confidence the whole way, and we, you know, we fought back to get to an even score, and we just couldn't get over the hump. So,
I was going to ask you, when you got back to even at 31, was there any doubt in your mind that you were going to get this done? Because there wasn't in mine. When you got to 31-31, I said, "Bep, mission accomplished."
You know, when we were down 31-3, that was my thought. So I didn't,
wow.
I didn't think anything different. I thought, you know, we were going to come back and win the game. And you know, a lot of our problems on offense were self-inflicted, and I have a lot of respect for that defense. They're very good. They rush. They cover. They're physical. They force turnovers. You know, it was just a sloppy game by us. It was a sloppy game by both teams in some respect. You know, it was just they weren't quite as sloppy as we were.
Why do you have confidence when it's 31-3? Why are you thinking you're going to come back and win that game?
Well, because I look around at the quality and character of the guys that we got, and I have a lot of confidence that, you know, we could do it. I mean, it's not that I was worried that we couldn't score points. You know, we put together, I don't know, was it four touchdown drives in a row?
Yep.
That's pretty good. So, you know, we need to do that. It's just, you can't play, whatever, 25 minutes of good football against a good team. You can't do it.
Your offensive line, as usual, did a nice job of protecting you during that comeback. Was there something that changed? Did the defense change? Did the game plan change?
No, it didn't. It just, you know, we turned the ball over early. You know, we had missed opportunities on third down. So, if you can't really sustain the drives and you can't, you know, you keep giving them the ball, then you're not going to score points. You know, it's going to look pretty bad. But, right, you know, when you are making the plays that are there, when you're making big plays, and we made a bunch of them, you know, you score points. And that was, you know, that was the difference. It's not the plays. It's, you know, what we do as players to execute those plays.
I thought one of the more unpatriot-like things was the Pats' inability to handle the weather. Given that situation, given the visitors being in there, I just assumed that all the time, every time, the Patriots somehow were able to set aside and deal with the elements, and you didn't do that in the first half yesterday.
Well, you know, like I said, I think it was sloppy on both ends. You know, I think they had, you know, they fumbled three or four times and got them all back.
Yeah.
So we fumbled and didn't get him back, and the interceptions and, you know, those were, you know, costly mistakes. So, you know, sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. I mean, I think the important thing is you know, when you're playing in weather conditions like that, you know, we've got to be more cognizant of taking care of the football. It's always our number one goal every week, and, you know, we talk about all the things that we need to do to win the game, and we just don't do them. You know, I'm sure that's what we're going to talk about today.
65 attempts. Is that over your pitch count, Tom?
Yeah, that's a lot of throws. I don't think that's what we're anticipating, especially in a rainstorm. You know, that's not the kind of game you want to play, but that's the game we ended up playing. And we kind of forced ourselves into that by being down 28 points. Just wasn't very good.
I think it felt like it was game on to a lot of us, Tom, when you hit Who Man down to the 3-yard line toward the end of the third quarter. Chris Collinsworth estimated that was your 17th progression in your read. Is that about right? I mean, how far down the list was Who Man?
Well, that wasn't the way we drew it up in practice, I'll tell you that. Yeah. So there's, you know, some of the plays got strung out a little longer than we anticipated yesterday, but he did a great job running, making a catch and almost getting to the end zone. That was a big play in the game. So, you know, there was a lot of excitement on our sideline, you know, being able to, you know, find our way back and find our way after, you know, being down as many points as we were. It was just, you know, it's just equally as frustrating when you go to the locker room after the game and you're not able to pull it out.
Can you let us in on what you were upset about? When they called timeout, you spiked the ball. Did you see something, and did they see the same thing that you might have exploited had that play been run?
Well, they were calling to call a timeout, and the ball got snapped. And then, you know, they blew the whistle to stop the play. You know, and they said they called timeout, and I said you got to call timeout before the play. You can't call a timeout in the middle of the play. Mm. You know, we had an uncovered receiver out there, so you know that's just, I don't know. We had a few that I couldn't quite understand.
So that was your frustration was with Ed Hockley?
Well, I mean, he's not the one that blew it dead.
Oh.
I mean, Ed's a great referee. He just, you know, there was someone else that blew it dead.
Hey, Tom, how often, if ever, do you run a particular play in a football game that you have not practiced that week?
It definitely comes up, especially on a short week like this where, you know, as the week goes on, you gain more and more confidence in what you expect to see. And then on Friday after practices are done, you go, God, we should probably think about doing this, or Saturday. You know, based on this play, we should probably complement it with this play. So, you know, it's not like a new protection or a new scheme. It may be just be something we did 5 or 6 weeks ago, or a protection with a certain route that everyone knows what to do. But yeah, it definitely comes up.
I think you've told us before, at the beginning of the year, your goal is to win the division, to take care of business in the division, which you obviously did again. You've done it 10 times now, more than any other quarterback. When the division is won, is the next thought that first round bye, playing at home? What is the next thought after the division is locked up?
Well, we don't get too far beyond, the next week's opponent. So we don't, and we haven't thought about bye, playoffs. There's nothing that's not really in our thought. It was about, you know, playing a very good team, you know, on Sunday Night Football and the things we need to do to get that done. Now it's, you know, Jacksonville. So, I mean, our season is not over by any means. You know, we lost to a good team playing, you know, very average football. We're 10-4. It's certainly, you know, not a great record, but, you know, it's one that that's where we deserve to be. We've got to, you know, be able to move on with mental toughness this week and put this loss behind us and go down to Jacksonville and, you know, try to win a football game.
Tom, could it be counterproductive when the coaching staff sits down a guy who fumbles in the first quarter for the rest of the game? And the reason I ask that is, my guess is, he was part of the game plan. He's the guy that got a lot of the reps, most of the reps during practice. And whether it's out of punishment or whatever the case may be, he has sat down and doesn't see the field very often after that. Can that be counterproductive to what you're trying to accomplish out there after a week's worth of practice with that guy?
I'm not sure. You know, it's not my decision to decide who plays. You know, I have a lot of confidence in all those backs, whether it's Shane or Steven or Brandon or, you know, Woody. They're all very good backs. They've done great things for us over the course of the season, and we're going to need all of them. So, you know, you can't, we all have bad plays in a game. We all have plays that contribute to us winning and losing games, and that's part of team football. And I think the great part about our team is nobody points fingers. Everyone evaluates what they need to do better. There's not one player that's responsible for this. It's, you know, all of us as players that have to, you know, do a better job.
With 2.5 minutes left, 4th and 1, didn't seem to be a lot of deliberation. In fact, we haven't heard anybody all morning who had a problem with it.
Going for it.
Was that, with the decision to go for it, did Woodhead just go too deep on that pass pattern?
No, I mean, it was just I just didn't put it where I wanted to put it. So it would have been a tough catch for him to make. And he played a hell of a game. He really found a lot of space in there, ran hard. But the 4th and 1 play, I wish I would have been able to, put it right in his hands.
Did you get a chance to visit with Randy Moss before or after the game?
No, I didn't see him. I tried to look for him after the game, but I didn't find him. He had a good game. He played well. He's a great player. He still is.
And Colin Kaepernick, you had a chance to say hello after the game, at least, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I just wished him luck, and he's obviously got him winning. That's the most important thing, is winning football games, and they're doing a great job of that. They got a good team.
It was a shock, Tom, when you tied it up. I would have bet anything that you'd finish the deal, finish the job. I think a lot of people felt that way, and Kaepernick, to his credit, brought him back and won the game.
Yeah, that's, we kind of gave it to him, at that point. We didn't do anything on offense, and, we didn't put up, the kind of fight that, I wish we would have, we would have been able to. We got down, we were tied it up, we got down 38-31, and then didn't really do anything after that. So that was, I credit them playing good defensive football, and I wish we'd have played better offensive football.
Would you be surprised if you saw them again this year? Actually, technically it would be next year.
Yeah, well, that's a long ways from now. So we've got to win a lot of games. And hopefully we can learn from our mistakes and not repeat them. That's what it's going to take.
I'm sorry. Would you be content to see Gronk, in January, see him in the postseason, or we maybe see him this week?
I'm not sure. Whenever he's ready to go, he's a big help to our offense and what he's able to do both in the run game and the pass game. And he's really a dynamic player for us. So whenever he's ready to go, that's when I'm sure he's going to be out there. And, I'm certainly not a doctor. I mean, and I know that he doesn't want to be sitting out, I'll tell you that. Mm. The more healthy guys we have, the better team we're going to have. It's just us all, spending our time during the week, committing ourselves to being as physically and mentally prepared as we can possibly be. And I know Gronk's been doing that. And, whenever he's back, he's back.
All right, Tom, I don't know if we'll be talking to you next week. Somebody will be. So Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and your family, and good luck next week. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good week.